But from that description to sort of the present day understanding of what those paintings were and what they are, what they represent in terms of meaning, there's a lot of history. There's a lot, and a fair amount of confusion.
What's the biggest misconception or things that maybe people are just wrong about when it comes to this bird?
The idea of calling it a bird is one of the injections that came about in the early 19th century as the native myth about what this meant was badly garbled and turned around and by the American settlers who took a certain part of it and twisted it, injected other meanings, and kind of a fantastic story evolved around it that had very little resemblance to the actual original image or the original native story. Even the idea that that we have wings or that it had anything to do with a bird is part of the mystery that's explained by examining the history of this.
As this goes back into Native American culture, just what did it represent?
The description made by Marquette and Joliet was a description of a mythological deity called the underwater panther. And so we've known that for quite a while, that the underwater panther is a composite being that sort of represents one of the two polarities of power in Native symbolism. It's an ancient symbol, goes back several thousand years, held by lots of different cultures in North America. Marquette and Joliet made a drawing of this, as well as the description, but the drawing was lost. Joliet's journals were lost, and so the only record of the account of the paintings that was ever made is this original one in 1673, and so that's one of the three parts of the mystery that I'll be examining is sort of the history of that image. And we've actually got the image; it wasn't lost.
And how did that get discovered? Because you mentioned that people thought it was lost for so long. When did that turn up once again?
Well, like I said, it was put on a map in 1678, and as early as 100 years ago, Francis Parkman pointed out that there was this map that had a figure that corresponded to Marquette's description on it, but the details of the map weren't really very openly published, and it wasn't until a 1992 article by a historian in Quebec named Lucien Campeau that the genealogy of this map was discussed, and that the map itself didn't have a date on it, so it became clear that the map was made about 1678 and that it was made by Louis Joliet. That was one of the major pieces of the puzzle.
I've driven by near Alton along the Mississippi and seen what is apparently a recreation of this drawing.
Right.
How accurate then is it to what Joliet saw?
Oh, I think if you took the wings off of it, it basically describes what Joliet described. The history of that drawing itself was that during about the middle of the 19th century, someone reconstructed it from both the description by Marquette and from what they thought they had seen or something like that. So these paintings were supposedly long gone by the 19th century, but even if they weren't effaced well before that, they were quarried away early in the 19th century. So in the sense that figure on the bluff represents a composite creature with different attributes of different animals, that's accurate. But nowhere in anything that we've seen is there actually wings on this particular creature or this particular depiction of the underwater panther.
What is the significance, though, of the underwater panther? What does that try to convey?
Well, in Native American symbolism, there's generally a polarity between the upper world and the underworld. Not the sort of polarity that that has resonance in a Christian belief system where the upper world is sort of lightness and goodness and the lower world is evil and malevolence. It's more like just simply two polarities of power. Although, and so, and there was difficulties of dealing with that power, regardless of the dimensions.
You know, what do you want people to get out of the lecture? What do you hope that they take away from it?
Well, that's a great question. Mostly that these things are never simple, first of all. But there is an answer here that kind of creates a unified explanation of the various stories and artwork, cosmology, that it all can be tied together, even though those certain large parts of them, the meaning have been lost for quite a while. And so there's no need to, for say one particular version to outstrip the others or to contradict each other. So that the meaning is basically now regained and clarified in a way that we hadn't been able to achieve for entire span of the mystery.